multiple functional disabilities. People with visual impairment may also have other comorbidities that present additional challenges to both in-person and online access. Information about the difficulties people have with completing everyday tasks is collected by the census and some household surveys using the Washington Group Short Set WGSS questions on functioning. Other specific disability information is available from functional assessments from those living in residential care and those receiving disability support services. This data has been used to identify those who are living with additional disabilities to impaired vision. For all functional disabilities, those with severe or other visual impairments reported more difficulty completing the functional tasks than those with no visual impairments. Communication. The WGSS communication includes whether a person has difficulty understanding or being understood. People with severe visual impairment were 16 times more likely to have communication difficulties than those with no visual impairment. For people with other visual impairment, the difference in rate was 12 times. In 2023, communication difficulties were reported by 8% of people with severe visual impairment, 366 people, 6% of people with other visual impairment, 3,585 people, 0.5% of those with no visual impairment. Hearing. The WGSS hearing question asks whether a person has difficulty hearing, even if using a hearing aid. These responses should not be used as an estimate of the rate of deaf blindness in New Zealand. People with severe visual impairment were 10 times more likely to have hearing difficulties than those with no visual impairment. For people with other visual impairment, the difference in rate was 17 times. In 2023, difficulty with hearing was reported by 6% of people with severe visual impairment, 279 people, 10% of people with other visual impairment, 4,344 people, and 0.6% of those with no visual impairment. Remembering. The WGSS remembering question asks whether a person has difficulty remembering or concentrating. People with severe visual impairment were 7 times more likely to report difficulty remembering than those with no visual impairment. For people with other visual impairment, the difference in rate was 8 times. In 2023, difficulty with remembering was reported by 12% of people with severe visual impairment, 540 people, 14% of people with other visual impairment, 8,277 people, 1.7% of those with no visual impairment. Mobility. The WGSS mobility question asks whether a person has difficulty walking or climbing steps. People with severe visual impairment were 17 times more likely to report difficulty with mobility than those with no visual impairment. For people with other visual impairment, the difference in rate was 13 times. In 2023, difficulty with mobility was reported by 17% of people with severe visual impairment, 1,008 people, 13% of people with other visual impairment, 7,191 people, and 1% of those with no visual impairment. Self-care. The WGSS self-care question asks whether a person has difficulty with self-care, such as washing all over or dressing. People with severe visual impairment were 25 times more likely to report difficulty with self-care than those with no visual impairment. For people with other visual impairment, the difference in rate was 17 times. In 2023, difficulty with self-care was reported by 10% of people with severe visual impairment, 453 people, 7% of people with other visual impairment, 3,951 people, and 0.4% of those with no visual impairment.